Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Happy Sunday, everybody. I hope everyone is well out there. On today's show, I'm going to essentially answer some questions, some emails from some listeners, and there's a theme around these questions. I get a lot like these often, so I thought I'd throw them out on the air and hopefully help you out. I'm sure many of you listening may have the very same questions in regards to real estate investing. And this is a live show. If you want to call in and ask a question, feel free. 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Or as always, you can send me an email. I really enjoy getting emails from our listeners. Many of you are not members of Lifestyles Unlimited. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, but you don't have to be a member to listen. In fact, most of our audience, I would say, are not members, but there's a common interest there, right? People are real estate investors, or they're wanting to learn how to begin investing in real estate, and that's why folks listen to this show. So my email address, one more time, is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedinc.com. I'm here to help. Look, many of us, we have different strategies, and it's always good to discuss, to compare, to learn, right? I'm still learning every day. And if you have a question that I can't answer, I'll get someone who can. We have a vast network of real estate investors and vendors here at Lifestyles Unlimited. Quite frankly, and I'm going to throw this out there, the best investors in the nation are our members. We win the National Apartment Association Best Apartment Community Awards year in and year out nationally. I believe 14 years in a row now. Let that sink in for a second. Imagine a contest with thousands of entries, tens of thousands of entries, right? Apartment communities all over this country. And each year, somebody from Lifestyles Unlimited wins the national award every year. That's how good we are. That is how good we are. Not to mention the state and local awards, all the local associations and the state associations. We clean up on those. So if you're going to learn to invest in apartment communities, invest in real estate, invest in single-family homes, my thought, you might as well do it from the best. So why do we choose to invest in real estate? And let me go back. Why are we so passionate about real estate investing, right? Versus stock market investing or day trading, currency trading, gold, precious metals, any of that, right? There's lots of things you can invest in. Oil and gas, options, whatever. Well, it's very simple, my friends. We can generate massive returns in one deal safely, okay? 200%, 300%, 400%. I'm not throwing that out there. Those are not uncommon with our model. And we see it every month. You can't buy a depressed stock for 20 to 40% of an after-repaired value, right? A depressed stock and then restore it and double, triple, quintuple, whatever the word for five times your return is. I don't even know what that word is, but you heard me, 500% returns as soon as the deal is made safely, right? Someone's not going to sneeze on Wall Street and your entire investment's going to go away. So you can only do that with real estate. So is the goal to get stinking rich? No. But does that happen to more than a few people? Absolutely it does. Look, the goal is to buy back our time. It's that simple. We want to buy back our time. We want to enhance the quality of our lives. We want to bless those closest to us And we want to build a legacy that we can pass on to others. That's true financial freedom in today's capitalistic world. So it's the money we pursue so that we can retire, right? It's indeed not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. We want to retire now, not when we're 70 years old. We want to enjoy our lives without being beholden to a job. And do many of us work? Sure. But with enough passive income, you can do whatever you want, when you want, where you want, with whomever you want. And if you choose to work, so be it. But it's liberating. It really is liberating. Look, many people work so that they can invest more. All right. And stay with me on that concept, because I'm going to pick that up on the at the end of the show, because there really is, there's kind of a hierarchy of what that looks like, of continuing to work so that you can continue to save and invest. So, and what is work? That's W-2 income, right? But you might have the work and the passive income, and you just want to continue to grow that passive. So there's an order, there's a hierarchy of sorts, and I'm going to pick that back up at the end of the show. So stay with me. But the reason, and I'm going to come back to the mailbag, right? I told you I was going to answer some questions. I've got a few questions that are, chances are they're questions that you have, right? They're questions that you may be thinking to yourself about real estate investing or starting to invest in real estate or, frankly, acquiring capital to invest in real estate. So if you'd like to call our show, I encourage you to call right now. Our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335, or email me at askmike@luinc.com. Okay, so the question I'm going to pick up, and we're not going to be able to get through it in this segment. They're going to push this out on a break. But it's really a question from somebody who knows real estate works because in their family, generations back, their grandfather was actually a real estate investor. So we're going to pick up the concept of, we know real estate works, but essentially, where do we start? Where do we begin? It's overwhelming. What do I need to learn to invest in real estate? So we'll pick that up when we come back on the other side. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70, 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work on your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. If you'd like to call our show, our number is 855-497-4335. 855-497-4335, or feel free to send me an email. That's askmike@luinc.com. Okay, on today's show, I'm going to go into some questions, some recent questions from our listeners or emails that I've received here. And there's a theme to these questions. I get a lot along these same lines. So I thought I'd throw them out there and hopefully answer this question for you. You may have this very same question. So I enjoy getting the questions. I enjoy doing the show. Please keep the emails coming. So here we go. And I'm not going to use this individual's name. I didn't ask for permission, but I'm just going to read the question and we'll go into it. Hi, Mike. I listen to the show often and believe that real estate is a great investment. My grandfather owned commercial property and he was rather well off. That was 60 or 70 years ago. And what he learned or knew never was passed down. I want to start, but it seems so overwhelming. What do you recommend I do to learn so that I can start buying real estate? Okay. There's plenty in that email. I love the fact that it in the family, right? This person knew that their grandparents had done well as a result of real estate. They just don't know the method, the strategy, the how, the why, along those lines. And we've said often what we're doing, we're not reinventing the wheel. We're just using the best practices, right? That Dell essentially developed, but he learned lessons along the way and then he drew a map. He'll tell you, here's what not to do and here's what to do. Okay. But heck, Ben Franklin owned rental property. He made a lot of money in real estate. So these are not new concepts. These have been around for hundreds of years. I also want to say that you don't need to know every single detail of real estate investing to start. Okay. You don't need to know every single detail of something to utilize it, right? You just need a strategy and a plan. So there's a concept, and many of you may or may not have heard of Tony Robbins. And if you haven't, I encourage you to check him out, either his books or his ebooks, whatever works for you. But Tony Robbins discusses a concept around utilizing a power or a strategy without fully understanding it. And I believe he talks about electricity. I think he says, I don't know everything about electricity, but I sure use it, right? Dale Walmsley actually says the same thing. He'll say, look, I don't understand the technology or what makes a smartphone work, but I use that smartphone every day, okay? So that's kind of some real generic examples of saying you don't have to understand the ins and outs and every nook and cranny of real estate to begin investing in real estate, okay? You don't have to understand everything. It's a continuing learning process. I said earlier, I'm still learning. But let me give you several examples. We do a case study out of every office every month, okay? They're all virtual now. And in fact, if you want to attend one of our case studies, it's free. Send me an email and I'll get you a link to our next case study so you can see it. But what's a case study? A case study is where we have real people get up and tell their story, right? Share a certain investment or this investment or that investment. And we go through everything. What you paid for the, if it's a home, what'd you pay for the home? How much rehab was in it? What did you borrow? Who are your vendors that helped you on this? But invariably, these case studies almost always highlight somebody who's just started. And I mean, like just started. Literally the path goes, they decide they want to invest in real estate. They join Lifestyles Unlimited. They attend our, what we call the 2-day, and that's our 16-hour seminar. It's actually broken into four parts now. Again, it's virtual. It's not a webinar, but they attend that. And then literally within 30 days, these people, these couples or individuals, they'll purchase their first rent home. I see it all the time within 30 days. Okay. Many of those people go on within 6 months to a year and they own 3, 4, 6, 10 rental homes. Okay. But now to your question, do you think these people could have possibly learned all there was to know about real estate investing in 30 days? No. What about 6 months? No. A year? No. Okay. I've been doing this 7 years. I'm still learning. They're still learning. Okay. But it hadn't slowed us down. In fact, if you caught my show 2 weeks ago, you'll want to find this. I had a lady on the show. Her name's Bethany, and Bethany and her husband started investing in apartment communities 5 years ago, 5 short years ago. Today, they've invested in over 60 apartment communities. But when Bethany's telling her story, if you listen to it, you'll notice that they joined, they went to the 2-day seminar, okay, and within 30 days, they started investing in apartment communities. Did she wait until she learned every single thing there was? No. But for Bethany, it was more about a proven strategy, being part of a group, right? An affirmation where like-minded folks, just like her and her husband, were sharing their stories of success, okay? she met people that were successful investors that were doing this. And she knew the concept worked. She knew the math worked, but she wasn't a real estate expert. I mean, she's very savvy today. Absolutely. I would seek her advice. She's very, very smart. She's very good at what she does. She's very good with the numbers, but she was in a room full of people, right? And were those people, was everyone there a real estate expert? No. Are there some people in that room that are the best real estate investors in the country? Yes. And they are, there's definitely were some experts in the room, but not everybody was in the room. In the room was an expert. So my friends, learning everything about a subject or a strategy or a path is, it's more of a, it's long term, right? It's more of an immersement. Okay. So it takes years with anything. The more you do, the more proficient you become. But for those of you that are brand new and you're just starting out, we say, look, don't go reinvent the wheel yourself. Here's our plan. Copy it. Duplicate it. Don't go make these mistakes, okay? Don't try to do this on your own. Form a team around you. Get a mentor. But that's why we're so successful. When we start out, we're just following a set of criteria. We don't know everything that we're doing. We're learning as we go. But it didn't stop us from getting started. So to answer your question, what do I recommend you do to learn so that you can start buying real estate? Well, one, I think you need to attend our free workshop and then either join Lifestyles Unlimited or join a local real estate investment group. Okay. Join a group somewhere. Get a mentor. Develop a strategy and a plan. But you need to start investing right away. And then rinse and repeat and stay involved. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a short break. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. If you'd like to call, our number is 855-497-4335, or feel free to send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. In fact, we're going through some questions that I've received via email. But before I get to that last question, that individual essentially was asking, hey, where do I go to learn about real estate so that I can invest? And it's that you hit the nail on the head. That's important, that education is the key point of this, right? You don't need to go out and try to do this on your own. Are there people that succeed doing it? Yes. Real estate is very, very forgiving, my friend. I'm not going to say it's not hard to make a mistake, but the mistakes generally at the end, you're still making money with the property, right? At least in single family properties and in apartment communities. But there are pitfalls. So how do you get educated? Well, with us, if you want to see what we do, and again, I'll tell you that the best investors in the nation are at Lifestyles Unlimited, and we have the awards to prove it, right? We've got the case studies. We've got the successful people that will gladly share their story with you. But how do you get started with us? Well, the free workshop. Look at it. If it's something you're interested in, if you agree with it, then you can join. But the free workshop is freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. It's how I started. I actually went in person, but we can't do that now, but we'll get back to that soon. I know we will. Our next workshops, if you're interested, September 2nd at 12 noon, 12 to 1:30. September 3rd, right? 6:30 to 8 p.m. So if the middle of the day doesn't work, we've got one in the evening. And then we have one on September 8th. That's 9:30 to 11. Okay, those are all central time. If you do want to join, listen, we just changed our membership. It's $297, okay? It was $197. It's $297 right now. But you get 2 years for $297. You basically pay for the first year, and you'll get the second year free. Again, that's dirt cheap, my friends, for all the benefits that come with it. You can find that at financialfreedomlivestream.com, financialfreedomlivestream.com. Once you join, you can then take our 16-hour class, our two-day seminar, as we call it, and you'll be ready to go after that seminar. Trust me, it is an eye-opener. Now, before we get to the next question, I want to make a brief point about mindset, okay? Very, very important. You may want to write this down. Optimism is the fuel that drives great endeavors, okay? Optimism is the fuel that drives great endeavors. And what do I mean by that? Well, when we invest in real estate, we're engaging in a plan, okay? We're absolutely engaging. This is not having a percentage of your check withheld each month and it goes to a mutual fund, a company that, you know, like Fidelity, right? The money goes to Fidelity and it goes into the eight mutual funds that you told it to invest in, your aggressive growth, your value, your small cap, your large cap, whatever. And they just take that money out. It's mindless. And then you better hope and pray that the person running those funds has your best interest at heart and not the company's best interest. Anyway, that's an argument for a different day. But we're engaging in a plan, in an endeavor. And that goes for both passive investors and people that manage their own single-family homes or apartment communities. You're engaged. And when you're engaged, you must have the right mindset for success. It is absolutely crucial. You can wake up every day of your life, regardless of where you are, where you're from, and what conditions and what's, you know, what has occurred in your life, and you can decide whether you're going to have a good day or you're going to have a bad day. It's up to you. But optimism is a huge part of our success. It's not enough. You can't hope or strive or wish or work for success. You have to truly believe, you must believe that what you're doing will ultimately lead to success. You must believe that. And if you don't know in your heart that you're going to make it, you're not. Okay? Whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. Okay, so optimism is the fuel that drives great endeavors. I want you to keep that in your mind. Now on to the next question. And this is a big one. I know we're not going to get through it in this segment. We'll pick it up on the other side. But let's get started. Okay. Mike, I've heard you and others at Lifestyles Unlimited say it's okay to pull money out of my home equity, and use that to invest in rent homes. With rates so low, I'm considering this. I asked my parents if this is a good idea, and they say it's crazy. It came up in a discussion with some neighbors, and they said they are refinancing, but only to reduce their payments. I'm torn. Why does Lifestyles Unlimited say this is a good strategy? Okay, that's a great question. Okay, that is a great question. So basically, I guess the conflict there is to refinance and pull that money out of your home and then use that to buy rent homes. Well, we call the equity in your home debt equity, okay? If it's just sitting there, if you have a $300,000 house and you only owe $100,000, then the $200,000, that's equity. We call that debt equity. Why do we call it debt equity? Because it's not doing anything. It's not paying you at all, okay? And this is a great question because rates have hit low enough that I'm thinking about doing this myself. And by the way, if you're thinking of refinancing, just a little housekeeping here, you need to do it quickly. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are trying to implement this new fee. It's a half point fee, and they're saying it's because they're having a bad year. It's kind of an additional way for them to make a return. That fee has been pushed back to December 1st. But if you Google Fannie Mae mortgage fee, you can read a little bit more about it. But it's just a half point. Hopefully that will not get implemented. But if you are going to refinance, you need to do it quick. But first of all, when we answer this question, let's go through the reasons why you would want the paid-off home. Okay, let's kind of address this from the backside. And there's a few reasons that people will throw at you when they say, well, I want to pay my home off. I think number one, let's just get it out of the way, the 600-pound elephant, right? Dave Ramsey, he preaches paying off your home, pay off your home, pay off your home. And why? He says you'll sleep better at night and you'll basically feel more secure. So it for him, it's a mindset, right? We're all, I'm a believer in mindsets are important. But why Dave says it makes you believe that you're safe because you have a paid off home, I don't know. Does he really believe that, or do you really believe that if your home's paid for, you can't lose it? So think about it this way. There are items associated with your home that you'll never be able to pay off, okay? So why is the one item called mortgage so much more important than the other items? And what are those? Electricity, gas, water, maintenance, insurance, taxes, just to name a few, okay? So if you have a paid-for home, but you lose your job or you don't have the income and you can't pay for electricity or gas or water or maintenance, your home is going to depreciate and dilapidate. And trust me, I have bought those homes, okay? So those are ongoing. You've got to keep that going. A house deteriorates the fastest when someone doesn't live in it or when, you know, common things aren't taken care of. But back to this, if you lose your job and you've got the paid for home, how does your home, how does that make you safe? Okay. This is Texas. We have high property taxes. This state will take your home if you don't pay taxes. We need to pick this up because there's more to this question about pulling money out of your house and using it to create passive income and grow your wealth. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Okay, we're reviewing a question that I received from one of our listeners, and it's basically the concept is, should they refinance money out of their home, right? Do a refi, pull some equity out, and then use that to invest in rental properties. Okay. And it's a big question. They even go in and say, I ask my parents if it's a good idea, and they say it's crazy. They even say how they talk to their neighbors, and their neighbors are refinancing, but they're not pulling any money out. They just want to reduce their payments. So this person's torn because we say, yes, utilize your home to pull that equity out to create passive streams of income. But we're kind of hitting this from the backside. Like, what are reasons why somebody would want to pay off their house? Okay. And we're going into the paid off house. Dave Ramsey says you sleep better at night. I'm going to tell you this, you're not safe. Okay. Just because you have a paid off house. Let's say you are unemployed and you're late on your bills. Okay. But your house is paid for. People say, well, if I need money, I'll just refinance. If you're unemployed and late on your bills and you do not have a revenue stream, you will not be able to refinance that house. Not, okay? All that paid for equity sitting in your house will be inaccessible and unusable. It's a savings account that you can't get to, okay, unless you sell the house. The second reason I think people will, I've heard it, people say they want a paid off house is they say, I want to leave it to my kids. Okay. Basically, you want to leave an asset to your kids. Let's think this through. What are the kids going to do with an inherited house? What happens? 9 times out of 10, that house is going to get sold. It's going to get sold and the proceeds are going to get divvied up. I mean, occasionally, I'm sure a kid would live in the house, but today's world, our kids, I mean, they go on and they live sometimes far away from us. So they don't necessarily want to live in the house that they grew up in, let's say. So that house gets sold. So what you're saying is you want to leave your kids some money. All right, I get it. I will tell you this. The beautiful side of that is if you inherit a home, the tax basis is not at what your parents paid for the home, but it's the stepped up value, right? So there should not be any capital gains unless you hang on to that home for a while and it appreciates even further. You'll pay capital gains on that appreciation. But when you inherit it, it's at the stepped up basis. So that's a beautiful thing about real estate. And we utilize that with our rental assets in our apartment communities. So you want to leave kids money. Why don't we do it in a different way? Think about it. And there's a math component to this question that I don't think we're going to get into too deeply, but $100,000 in equity is going to cost you $3,000 a year. Okay. I'm basing that on a 3% interest rate on a 30-year loan. If you've got good credit, you should be able to get 30-year 3%. You pull an extra $100,000, the interest rate 3%, that's going to be $3,000 annually. That's your cost of the $100,000 is $3,000 annually. But, and I don't want to get into the math part too deeply, because you can take that $100,000, you can buy 2 to 3 houses that are going to pay you $400 each. You'll have the appreciation of the houses. You can literally, and check out my show from last week, take that $100,000 and go make $20,000 or $30,000 a year, right? That's a combination of passive income and appreciation easily. But this question is more psychological than anything else. This question's about fear, okay? It's about fear. Your home is not an investment. Not anymore, my friends. That's a conventional belief, and it worked in the last century. It worked 30, 40, 50 years ago, but it's not working today. That's why your parents think you're crazy for considering to pull out equity to invest, because their world is different. Right? It's much different. When they were paying for their house, there was 8, 10, 12% interest rates. Okay? If I had a note for 8 or 10 or 12%, guess what I would do? I would pay it off. Right? I don't need that 8 to 10 to 12% drag on my net worth. That's a huge rate. So their belief system is different because of their realities. Okay, it's not wrong, it's just different. That's why they think you're crazy. And if you think your house is an asset and you disagree with me, I do have a homework assignment for you. Robert Kiyosaki, find his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and while you're at it, go ahead and get the Cash Flow Quadrant. That's a great book too. Check those books out. Kiyosaki can explain it 1,000 times better than me. How your home is not an asset, makes you no money, and actually costs you money every month, right? It's a pull. It's a negative on your balance sheet. It's a debit each and every month. It's not incoming, okay? But back to the question, whether or not to pull debt equity out of your home to invest. Again, this is a mindset. If you choose to refinance to invest, you essentially are saying to yourself, you have a drive and a desire for success. You want to take that and you want to go do great things with it. You want to grow it. You want to make more. You want to take that 100 and turn it into 200 or 300 or 400 over time, right? Now, if you choose to refinance only to lower your monthly payments or to shorten your term, right? You may go from a 30-year term to a 15-year term. Or if you choose not to refinance, to invest, essentially, you have a fear of failure. Think about it. You're saying, I want to be safe. I don't want to risk it. I'm afraid. I'm afraid I might lose this. And then I have more to pay off on my house. That's a fear of failure. It's that simple. Okay. So in this discussion of whether or not to refi, to free up capital, to invest, there's a progression. There's a hierarchy. And I mentioned it in the first segment. When and what and why, essentially. Let me see if I can explain this. So in the initial stages of what we're doing to create passive income, first thing we're doing is we're using everything in our power, every resource we have to create enough passive income to retire. That's the goal right there. Use every resource because you want that passive income to be greater than your W-2 income. So you're doing everything you can in this stage, in this first stage. And that would include pulling debt equity out of your home if you have that option. Okay. That would include selling stuff, getting rid of stuff, getting stuff out of your life and selling it and using that money to invest. Again, to grow that passive income. Everything in your power, every resource. That's stage one. Sell stuff if you can. Okay. Whatever you need to do. And then stage two is once your passive income exceeds your W-2 income, then you still want to continue to grow that passive income. And so you may keep the job. You may still be employed at this time, your W-2 job, because you want to continue to grow that passive income to where, A, it's not just enough to live on, but B, it's enough to live on and still be able to save and invest. You follow me? Okay. We want a little extra because we want to save and invest. Once you get to that point to where you have enough passive income to replace your W-2 and you know that you can live on it the way you want to live and you have enough to save and invest, then you can quit your job. Okay, you follow me? Third, grow the passive income, continue to save and invest. Now you can enrich your life. Okay, now at this point, you can pay off your home if you want, right? Because not only do I have the passive income to live on, not only have I quit working, I'm not working, I'm doing what I want, when I want, where I want, and I still have enough to save and invest. Now, stage three, that's when you enrich your life. Pay off your house if you want. Buy the second house if you want. Take the entire family to Tahiti, okay? So you see the hierarchy that we're going through here? That first stage, we're sacrificing everything. We're scrimping. We're saving. Not necessarily beans and rice, but we're doing everything we can to grow the passive income. Stage two, passive income and enough to save and invest. Stage three, that's where you enrich your life, okay? That's where you begin to bless others. That's when you've got the money, right? The money continues to come in. So then we get to stage four. You have enough to live on. You have enough to save and invest. You have enough to enrich your life. Now, bless others, okay? Give away. And I'm not saying you shouldn't give along this path and these stages because you should. But at this level, at this fourth phase, what I'm talking about here is extreme passive income, extreme wealth. I'm talking about folks that are worth eight figures, okay? 10, 15, 20 million dollars, generational wealth. That way, you can change lives. You can change charities. You can really, really make a difference and build a legacy. My friends, those are the phases. That's what it's all about. Start with small good choices and compound them. One rent house won't retire you, but it's a start. One passive apartment investment of $25,000 won't retire you, but it's a start. The point is, start making good choices. Until next time, my name's Mike Harrison. I want you to remember, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening.
listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.